What happened always was that it worked for a month or so, and when you came back after a month, one thing broke down, the entire system didn't function. There was also the period when, for example, I would be in Egypt and I would actually be able to call my wife at home, just in the Sinai desert. So apparently there is technology that doesn't work and there is technology that does work for certain reasons. And that's where sort of my brain started to work on this, and I came up with the solution of the smartphone.
So what actually happens? The canal operator goes along, he's got a smartphone in his hand. You've got in front of us here a little gauge with a QR code on it, which is the dotty codes that smartphones can recognize that everyone's becoming familiar with now. What happens?
The operator, he arrives at a certain location, and he simply takes a picture like you take a picture of your family. So he starts an application. Application is...
Right, so we're getting the phone out now, and the application's coming up. It's just loading.
It says take a picture. And right now I'm...
So we're taking a picture of the water gauge.
Now this picture is sent to our server, and that server stores all the pictures. I think that is a very important thing. So after a year or after a few years, you can actually go back to a certain moment and know where a picture was taken, who took it. So you can start looking at the pictures also and see if you start seeing other things, like, for example, maintenance is required. But of course, then what happens is that the pattern recognition software starts automatically and starts reading the picture and detects the water level. So what we see, maybe you can read this.
So it says the saved water level is, I can't read that without
0.359 meters. So when you check this, you actually see that that is a millimeter accuracy that we can get. So we have the measurement now of the water level. That's the first step.
So simply by taking a picture, you've got an accuracy down to 1 millimeter.
Yes, yes. But you know that 1 centimeter would be fine as well. So maybe if we are a little bit further, we'll end up with 1 centimeter, which is fine in water management. So the next step now, a model at the server is updated, a model of the canal. An optimization is run, determines what to do here. Let's assume we are here next to a gate that we can set. So you get a simple message, change the gate 10 centimeters upwards. So the operator implements this, and immediately after, he has to make a picture to verify if it is correct what he did, and he gets a message of where to go next.
So how fast does this actually happen? I've taken the picture, I send the data to your server. How long will I wait until I get a message telling me what to do?
Yeah, we're in the order of 10, 20 seconds.
Wow, so that's incredibly fast.
Yes, that is good. Still, it is common in any country to write a measurement on a piece of paper, to go to the office, to type it in an Excel sheet, mail it to the supervisor. Supervisor puts it in the database. Now, this entire procedure, we reduce it to the click of a button.
So obviously, there are many applications for this kind of technology. In many of the countries where IMI works, for instance, we have big canal systems, Pakistan, Egypt. These are often underperforming.
Right.
And part of the reason is often that institutions are weak, that it's very difficult to keep tabs on what's going on. There's not much data. So this is a very simple solution, in fact, some of those problems.
It is. Definitely, if you're talking about any country where maybe the water sector would be somewhat underdeveloped for certain reasons, but they do have a proper GSM network coverage.
Which is almost everywhere now.
Which is almost everywhere in countries all around the world. This works. So you can start thinking of measurements coming in over a period of many years on a global scale. So people can start looking at climate change, for example, more precisely. And I think the openness of it is also a strong item of it.
It strikes me that the possible weakness in this is going to be the human factor. You're going to ask workers who maybe haven't been particularly enthusiastic about doing their jobs. Now they've got someone keeping tabs on them all the time. Someone's checking up on them. They might not like this technology particularly.
Yes, I would just say yes. And I think it will be somewhat like a new step for these people. On the other hand, they will not be fired and substituted by an automatic reading. Now, in that sense, it is a small step actually for an organization to start doing things like this, other than completely automating things.
And can they still use the mobile phone as a mobile phone as well?
I would say that. I would say it was definitely fair that they get a nice telephone and they do this service as well.